Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Sunday the 25th of February. It'll be a short and sweet one today because there's not a massive amount on. There's no racing, only a couple of meetings going ahead, so nothing happening there. On the mentioned side, only the one, and that is Sassuolo in the Serie A at 2 o'clock kickoff. Playing Spal, and I've got Sassuolo odds on, and they are 2.06 to back at the moment. So they will be a back to lay. In the same game, I'll move straight into the football trades. In the same game, I'm going to be backing over 2.5 goals, let the game kick off, and literally then I'll get into the market over the sort of first 15 minutes of the game, backing over 2.5 goals. I will remove liability on the under 2.5 if there's an early goal, and then let it move through to hopefully a green trade both sides if we get more goals. So that's two plays in the 2 o'clock Sassuolo v Spal in Serie A. Sassuolo value as a back to lay at home and playing the over 2.5. And in Spain at 5 o'clock in the Segunda, not in the Primera, in the Segunda League, Lugo versus Elche. I will be playing over 1.5 after 20 minutes. So once the game kicks off, let it go 20 minutes, and then I will back over 1.5 again over sort of the 20 to 35 minute period, and I will remove liability on unders if a goal goes in. If a goal goes in too late to that I can only leave red, I will just let the bet run. I had a load of emails. I couldn't read any yesterday. A load of trading yesterday myself. Bit of a debacle with teams like Tottenham yesterday. Alavés unfortunately didn't score. Guingamp I traded, but they got a late winner. I only obviously this podcast is just a snapshot of what I do, and sort of people saying, some people saying happy with what they got, some people saying can I do more. I am looking at the whole setup, and it'll probably change for the start of the new season. I'm going to do a daily podcast, but I'm going to look at sharing more with you. And I'm sort of going through that process now of how is best to do that, that people don't get in trouble, and that's my biggest fear. Obviously, if you've only got a couple of trades, the most you can do is a couple of points. But if you're clever and watch yourself and trade them properly, then you can. So hopefully videos and things on site will help with that. But I am looking at the whole thing. My intention is to keep these podcasts going. Numbers have dropped off just because that's human nature of people betting, where they'll have a couple of listens, not win anything, so they don't come back. I understand that. I don't get it, but I understand it. But I know there's sort of probably about 100 of you now that are hardcore listeners, so I will do them every day. And obviously, how you play it is up to you. You don't have to do all the trades. You can sit and listen. Obviously, it's a, as I say, it's a selection of what I do. I think I had about 100 potential games listed yesterday, and I ended up winning a nice amount and having a fairly chilled day. But that's it. So yeah, not a lot today. It's Sassuolo versus Spal. Sassuolo a value to back, and also the over 2.5. And Lugo versus Elche in the over 1.5. I'm sure we'll start getting some racing action now with Cheltenham getting ever closer. So I will be back tomorrow morning with a podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great Sunday.